This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Braj.
It's very quiet in the studio today, isn't it?
It is.
You know, just the two of us. Christine sat over there. She can't even talk because her microphone, you know, is elsewhere. And it feels like it's a bonding session of, you know.
It does. Yeah? It's reflective of KL at the moment.
It is indeed. Mm. The question we have for you today is, would you prefer to watch Netflix at home or go to a luxury cinema and be treated like royalty? You know, you can have what food you want. Served on a golden... No, you can't. You get a burger and some nice drinks.
And some chips, maybe.
And maybe some chips. Somebody's going to bring them to you, you know, when you push a button. I suppose that's what we're saying when the luxury cinema is. Not the chain sort, the individual theatre where there's one screen. You get to see what they decide to play, and that's it. Netflix or luxury cinemas? Let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've got one more story for you. It's a really nice one, actually. What's this?
Yeah, so this is a couple of alternative ways that you can watch movies in KL. Like if you don't want to go to the cinema, you find it's a bit like routine or you've been there way too many times, like some people. Or if you don't want to watch stuff on Netflix because it's kind of boring to just be indoors and, you know, you keep streaming the same things again and again. There are a couple of options. There's a thing called Backlink Cinema. It's like a joint effort between RexKL. RexKL is a community-based culture space in KL, and Filmmakers Anonymous, which is a group that's on. You can find them on Facebook, and it's supported by Think City and City Foundation. Think City, they do a lot of good work for like sort of like rediscovering KL and smaller cities in KL and like urban areas in the whole of Malaysia. So you can check them out as well. And so this was their first edition. They themed it the cities we live in, and it was presented in Lorong Bandar 13 in KL, which is the alley that's just next to Ruang by Think City. So it's their space. You know Ruang? And it's by Think City. It was just next to that building. It happened on May 25th. They picked a couple of like short films to screen, like local short films. The Apprentice, which came out in 2011. The Boy, His Bike and the Map, which came out in 2015. 10 Ringgit, which came out in 2016. Salam 2.0, which came out in 2017. And Washroom, which is also a 2016 short film. And then they had like a Q&A session with the director of 10 Ringgit, which is Amir Ezwan, after the screening. So people could ask them about, you know, how he shot the film, why he shot the film, the themes that he was going for. And it's a good film. I think you can find it on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. What they do is they go and they set up like projectors and a few seats in these like lorongs and these alleyways, and then they have like proper lighting and stuff, and the small community like gets together, and then you just watch these movies on the projector in these lorongs, like behind.
I love the idea of this.
Yeah, yeah, like beside buildings and restaurants and stuff.
It's kind of in the middle of Netflix luxury cinema. This sits somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're outside. You can get food if you want it.
You're with friends. You're with people who enjoy the same thing.
There you go.
Yeah. They say it's going to happen once every 2 weeks in different locations, different lorongs all over KL. Admission is free. You just need to have mosquito repellent if you want. Don't forget that, because you are outdoors and you are in a lorong. And they have some ideas, like very interesting ideas coming up. They say they have like a P. Ramlee special that's coming up where local hip-hop artists will get together and ad-lib over the movie. So it's like it's like a P. Ramlee like remix. But that's one of the ideas that they have coming up. So if you're interested, you can look them up on Facebook. Just look up like RexKL or Filmmakers Anonymous or Backlink Cinema. Any one of these accounts will have like updates and stuff.
But this is a great way, I see, of getting local content to local people, you know, getting it out of the theatre releases or whatever, for some of the smaller known or lesser known movies that might not have got a theatre release or might have had one a while ago that people didn't know about.
Yeah.
You know, getting people to see them sat around in the streets, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. And even if it's not like movies that came out in the cinema, even if it's like 20-minute shots that someone made, or, you know, if it's like well-received and stuff.
What was that one that just won in Italy recently? My Bars Radio is a local made film as well. I don't know if something like that showing here, great.
Yeah, even like big movies don't get enough like runtime in the cinemas because they have to compete with all these like massive like blockbusters and stuff. So showing them here, or even showing shorter films, or just like even student projects that are done well, you know, just to get some level of exposure for people who want to see these things. It's a good idea. It's like going to a play.
Yeah.
Only you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah.
You just watch them for free, and then you get to meet the people who made these movies. So other than that, there's this other place called Amenik. I've been there before. We had an interview with Amenik. It's run by Shentu and Jovi, these guys who, like, they really, really love movies and cinema. And the reason why they came up with this idea is because they didn't want the experience of watching movies on the big screen and with proper sound to be lost. Because a lot of people now, they watch movies on their phones, they watch them on laptops, like notebooks in the mama and stuff, and you can't hear what's happening. You can't watch Interstellar on a laptop. You know what I mean? You can't watch like a Christopher Nolan Dunkirk on a laptop on the phone. So these guys...
I watched Dunkirk on a screen flying to the UK.
Yeah, that's the worst
biggest
way.
Mistake ever.
The worst way. But yeah, so it's like, you know, it's the interview that we did is called A Cozy Home Cinema. A Cozy Home Cinema Away From Home. We did it in May of 2018. So you can go look that up. It's in Damansara Kim. It's right above Latalilat, which is a cozy setup. It's by these two guys. It's like a home cinema type setting with like really sharp projectors. They have like three rooms that you can rent. There's like a bin space, a cozy space. And the good thing is you get to pick from their library of like Blu-ray movies. So it's all like super sharp, like super clear. And you get to watch these movies on a screen that's bigger than the ones that you have at home, for
wow.
sure. Because
okay.
it's on a projector. And, you know, you pick your times. It's like on demand. It's like Netflix, but you get to choose your own movies. Even movies that they don't show in Malaysia, they have available. They're completely licensed.
Great. Right. We have to wrap up, ladies and gents. Can we have a quick tally on the poll over on Twitter first off? Has anything changed over there?
Nothing. So Netflix is at 76%, cinema at 24% with 116 votes.
Slight shift over on Insta Story. 77% of you would rather watch Netflix rather than at the fancy cinema compared to 23%. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It's available via our app, which is available in the Apple App Store, Google Play, or on Spotify, or you can head over to the website. We started off with that story and continued chatting about it for the last hour or so, whether or not you'd rather watch Netflix at home or go to a luxury cinema to have all of that treat. We then moved on to how Netflix isn't killing movie theaters and the complexities of the release period. Then we wrapped up, of course, with...
We finished with KL's Backlane Cinema and other unorthodox movie experiences.
That's all the time we have for today's show. But don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay. It is... It's Islamic Relief is a worldwide Islamic faith-based charity with a presence in over 45 countries. Islamic Relief Malaysia, or IRM, aims to alleviate poverty and suffering. The Breakfast Grill spoke with their CEO, Zairul Shafuddin Zainal Abidin, on the organization's strategic direction and management of funds. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj, I want to thank our producer, Christian Wong, for helping us out in the studio today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, at noon for Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM. A Teenage Fan Club with About You to take us out of the show, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.